I'm Todd Zwillick. It's The Takeaway, and it's yet another try for Senate Republicans to find a way to pass their repeal of the Affordable Care Act today. Senators are set to vote on whether to move ahead with a debate on a bill, but it's a process that's mired in confusion and mystery once again, because up until last night, many senators didn't even know what they're voting on. As Mitch McConnell and the president ratchet down on Republican members and try to prevent their key agenda item from failing. There are different bills in play, but the best case scenario right now, according to the Congressional Budget Office, is at least 20 million fewer Americans would have health coverage after a decade if the GOP plan goes through. The vote is unpredictable, and even John McCain is expected to return to the Senate for the vote, despite a recent diagnosis of brain cancer. Seungmin Kim covers the Senate for Politico.
It's not really clear right now. Is it going to be a bill that passed in 2015 that's basically just a straight, clean repeal of the Affordable Care Act? Is it going to be some sort of a plan to repeal the law with some sort of a replacement? We don't know quite just yet. But Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's strategy is basically just try to get the Senate on the bill so the Senate can debate it and make whatever changes to it that they want. And that may be why he's purposely keeping this vague.
Right. I mean, vague is one word for it. Seungmin, I've been covering the Senate pretty much my entire career. I have never seen this level of intentional confusion and secrecy. It's intentional. Why is McConnell doing it?
I think it's because a lot of his members have laid out certain conditions about how they would vote on this key procedural vote. You know, for example, Senator Rand Paul, a conservative from Kentucky, says he will only vote to proceed to the debate if it's a clean repeal of the 2015 law. Now, that is a proposal that is not getting any support from moderates such as Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, and Shelley Moore Capito. But you know, the Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia are willing to proceed to the bill if they know kind of at the end of the day they can get some sort of a replacement that they think is good enough for their home states.
So McConnell has a strategy of confusion and secrecy, but this is a motion to proceed to get on the bill, just to start debating. If that passes, what happens next? Is anything guaranteed to pass the Senate?
No. Remember that we're going to have hours and hours of votes and debate. And this is why Senate Republican leadership has said, you know, we might be negotiating the preliminary details of this health care bill in secret in the start, but the Senate is going to have plenty of time to debate these details. But remember, if something does pass the Senate later this week, it's almost guaranteed to be different than what the House passed back in May. So there will have to be some sort of a reconciliation between the two chambers of their bill. So we are still pretty far away.
So, Seungmin, before I let you go, you know, confusion, secrecy, it's not new in politics, but this level of it is new in the Senate. Are senators okay with this being asked to vote on a bill with $1 trillion of implications and maybe their political futures at stake without really knowing what they're doing?
No, and a growing number of Republicans in recent weeks have been really critical of the process. And even the people who were involved in those private meetings had very little clue what was going on. It was because it was, you know, Mitch McConnell and his aides who were taking the lead in writing this bill. And you see some sort of a response to that. Senator Lamar Alexander, a Republican from Tennessee who chairs the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, has said he will do bipartisan hearings on changes to Obamacare once this motion to proceed process is over. But that was a couple weeks ago when we thought that we would not get on the bill. Now there is a much greater chance later today. So we'll see what happens in the committee after this healthcare debate.
Nobody knows exactly what's going to happen on the Senate floor today, even senators themselves. Hundreds of billions of dollars in cuts to Medicaid, tens of millions of Americans without insurance over a decade. That we do know if the Republican plan goes through. Seungmin Kim, covering the Senate for Politico. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.